Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Today on the WCBS Monday Morning News, a cleaner New York.
The Big Apple gets more polished today with a new army of sanitation workers to clean public spaces.
America's biggest city is going to be America's cleanest city.
I'm Marla Diamond in Astoria.
Connecticut drivers hope for another extension of the gas tax holiday.
Something got to be done.
I'm Sean Adams in Darien.
In today's 88 Seconds in Sound, the real reason Yale opened its campus to women on this date.
Not the reason you think. It's November 14th. It's Monday morning. Good morning. I'm Wayne Cabot.
And I'm Paul Bernane. Craig Allen says sunny today. Temperatures will be holding in the 40s. And yeah, a little dose of winter weather coming our way for tomorrow night with some wet weather coming our way.
Boy, we were so much warmer this time last week, weren't we? Well, New York City should be more clean and sparkly starting today. Marla Diamond is in Astoria with word of a new initiative by the Department of Sanitation, including hiring new crews. Marla, good morning. What's the plan?
Good morning, Wayne and Paul. Today is the launch of the Get Stuff Clean initiative, the city pledging an additional $14.5 million for a multi-agency trash pickup push. At the announcement last week in Brooklyn, Mayor Adams said he often saw residents when he was borough president placing trash in bins that were already overflowing.
We were not having the right coordination and pickup times, and so residents were doing their job. We were not doing our job.
That new funding will help the Department of Sanitation hire 200 new employees, increase litter basket service, expand enforcement, and bring on more exterminators to deal with the rats. The funding will also go toward the cleaning of 1,000 so-called no man's land neglected areas around the city. By the way, city officials say rodent complaints have increased 70% from last year. Some of that new funding in the Get Stuff Clean initiative will bring on more exterminators and put more of those black box traps around trashy areas. Wayne and Paul.
Marla Diamond this morning in the clean streets of the city. A December price shock is in store in Connecticut at the gas pumps once the state tax holiday expires. But during that holiday, gasoline prices have only gotten higher, so lawmakers have a plan. As we head to Darien this morning and WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean, are they going to extend that tax break?
Yeah, they're looking at it, taking a real hard look at it. So let's go back in time. In April, when Connecticut instituted this gas tax holiday, 25 cents per gallon, the hope was that inflation would eventually cool off and gas prices would simmer down. Here in Darien this morning, we're still looking at $4 per gallon. Rupert drives for a living.
It's too much for me. So like an Uber driver, so I usually spend like $45 to fill my tank. Now it's like $65 and $70. It's very expensive.
The gas tax holiday was extended back in the summer. Now Democrats and Republicans alike are talking about keeping it going through February or March. Your state Senate Minority Leader Kevin Kelly.
What we need to do is give the working middle-class families of Connecticut the relief and help that they voted for.
Now the trick is to make sure there's enough money on hand for fixing roads and bridges. Governor Lamont plans to go over the numbers with lawmakers and his budget officials. So far, though, the transportation fund, it's in the black. Live in Darien, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Sean, thank you. Battery fires and explosions are now happening every day or two in the city. What to do about those e-bikes and e-scooters?
Craig Allen in the Weather Center. Not only is it cold this morning, but there's a little touch of winter in the forecast. I don't think a big touch, but just a little bit, right?
Just a little bit. Enough to be able to see it, I think, in many of the northern and western suburbs for late tomorrow and tomorrow night. Whether or not you see it on the ground or just falling in the from the air, from the sky, that's a different thing. But this morning, what you will feel is a wind chill. We have a temperature that is close to 40, but the wind chill is in the upper 20s and low 30s right now. Today's high 44 to 48. A clear, cold night, 35 this time in the city, so a couple degrees lower than where we are right now. And mid-20s to near 30 in the suburbs. Tomorrow, sun giving way to increasing clouds, with highs only in the low to middle 40s. And a cold rain does develop by tomorrow afternoon, but it could very well start as wet snow or a wintry mix in our northern and western suburbs, primarily north and west of 287 and north of the Merritt at the start. And again, though, the roads and the ground should stay warm enough for it to just remain wet. Wednesday, we've got rain ending by afternoon, a few breaks after that. It's windy, 45 to 50. Right now, 40 in the city, humidity 53%, but the northwest wind, gusting to 20 miles per hour, has wind chills down around freezing.
All right, Craig, thank you. And this morning, 1 week after exploding e-bike battery sent people fleeing to the roof of a luxury east side high-rise in New York, the city council is holding a hearing on this growing problem. Four times a week on average, an e-bike or e-scooter battery catches fire in New York City.
E-bikes will be the focus here at City Hall after nearly 200 fires this year have been caused by batteries. Advocates like Lenny Fellew with Safer Charging say they need to be regulated and accommodated.
It can be done. It's being done in other countries. Why is it not being done here in New York?
She says many of the e-bike fires were caused by batteries that are not regulated.
And if it's UL certified, you will not have these fires. And also, they are not meant to be charged indoors.
Fellew wants the city to consider places to charge these batteries outside buildings. At City Hall, Darius Radzius, WCBS News Radio, 880.
A young father from Guatemala who was sending money home to support his wife and one-year-old son died after being hit in the head with a wooden board. Esvin Vasquez was 23. He died outside of a gas station on Junction Boulevard in Corona when a group of men actually grabbed a board from a nearby construction site and they hit him over the head. What led to that fight is not yet clear.
An argument led to one roommate stabbing another in the chest Saturday night in their apartment in Merrick. The 31-year-old victim was taken to a hospital. The 61-year-old roommate was arrested without incident, identified as Frank Liguori. The issue? Loud music.
A plan by a Monmouth County town to trap feral cats and kill them if they went unclaimed for a week has been abandoned. After a backlash, Mattawan police posted a notice 2 weeks ago that roaming or feral cats trapped by the borough's animal control officer would be impounded and, quote, any cat not claimed within 7 days of being trapped will be destroyed by the Monmouth County SPCA. The Monmouth County SPCA told NJ.com it wasn't aware of the notice and it had no involvement. The county SPCA is miffed and is suspending all animal intake to its shelter coming from Mattawan.
Good morning. It's Monday. It's the 14th of November. I'm Wayne Kevin.
And I'm Paul Burdain with your three things to know as we start a brand new week.
First, Dolly Parton has $100 million now to donate to charities of her choice. She's been named the recipient of the Courage and Civility Award given by Jeff Bezos. The Amazon founder can afford to be generous. Forbes put his 2022 net worth at $124 billion. Bezos says what Dolly has done for the kids and literacy and so many other things is just incredible.
Number two, breaking news this morning that they're sheltering in place at the University of Virginia. A suspect remains at large after shooting five people, three of them fatally. Police describe the suspect as armed and dangerous.
Third thing, President Biden and President Xi shook hands this morning as they met to try to stop a deteriorating relationship, the worst since Nixon stopped by China in 1972.
Up next, it's our WCBS News Radio, 88 seconds in sound for the 14th of November.
The best right. men Smart. In high schools, they called them the best boys. These best boys no longer wanted to go to all-male schools.
This is a man's world.
This was the date in '68 Yale admitted women. Why do you think that was? Because it was the right thing for men. It wasn't because of women's rights. It was to attract more men. Nancy Malkiel wrote the book about why Yale went co-ed.
Yale, like Princeton, decided that it was important to admit women, not because of a mission to educate women, not because of a moral commitment to equality for women, but rather because admitting women was a strategic move to enable Yale, like Princeton, to regain its hold on these best boys.
This is a man, a man's world.
I am sorry, but I have to correct you. He is not president-elect. The media does not call the election.
Joe Biden!
Antifa!
2020, the streets of Washington, D.C. filled with thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump. Their violent protest of the election results.
We're not conceding because we've won the election.
Foreshadowed what was to come when Congress would gather the following January 6th for the formerly mundane formality of certifying the state's electors.
Far-right groups like the Proud Boys, linked to white supremacy and violence, made themselves visible at Saturday's event.
This day brought fistfights, a stabbing, 20 arrests. New York City, 2007. The long-delayed end to Thomas Edison's futile fight to power the world with direct current. His namesake, Con Edison, finally shut down the last DC power plant in Manhattan on East 40th Street. Direct current didn't work. It required a power station every mile or less.
What do you think of the Einstein theory, Mr. Edison?
I don't think anything of Einstein's theory because I can't understand it.
Me neither. This is November 14th.
A moment of honesty there from Thomas Edison. Wow.
What is that guy Einstein talking about?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.